every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. Last night was Monday Night Raw. We're on the road to SummerSlam. We got a lot of matches for SummerSlam. We still don't officially know what is taking place on each night, but it does appear that Gunther CM Punk is the main event of night one. John Cena and Cody Rhodes is the main event of night two, and the rest will be split as they're split. So we'll talk about Raw. We'll talk about SummerSlam. We'll talk about NXT, which is coming up tonight. And of course, NXT was all over the TNA pay-per-view, and Impact is coming Thursday, and they've just announced that new double champion, JC Jane, has been added to Thursday's show. So, we'll give you that. We got we got two matches for Dynamite, nothing else. And then, of course, all of the rest of the news. We got updates on Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan and Devon Dudley, and a lot to talk about. It's going to be your Wrestling Only Fans Live today as we talk about how much money these women are making. Not the exact numbers, but we'll get into that. Friday night's SmackDown, the update on the G1, of course, the Raw report later on, and more. Lance Storm will be joining us for at least a portion of the show today. He might have to cut out early, but he is going to be here for the beginning of the show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. $10 cameos, everybody. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment to kick it off, everybody. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. I can't believe you're on the show after I buried some of that stuff on the TNA pay-per-view. I thought our friendship was irreparably shattered.
Yes, our friendship is based on burying each other.
I was gonna say,
and actually, you didn't even bury it. You didn't like the finish, which is your prerogative.
The match itself was fine. Finish I was astounded by. And I really did not like the indie match. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Best to do it when you're not going to be on the show for a while.
Well, it was a busy night. I seldom get to see much of the show, but the crowd was amazing, and the bits I did see of the show I thought were quite good, and I was very relieved that AJ Francis didn't break both his legs.
What's funny is you know, there's a lot of people that they think they know who I'm friends with in wrestling based on me liking the stuff that they do or putting over the stuff they do all the time. Guys, you know nothing about friendship. It's more likely my best friend is Indy Hartwell than anybody else. I mean, all right. Ozzy passed away.
Yes, he did.
And he's got some wrestling tie-ins. Not the least of which is his old reality show was Buddy Wayne's favorite show. And I loved it as well. I watch that show every week, but you had some similarities, you noticed, and some notes about what he'd done in wrestling, Lance.
Well, yeah, I found it very striking that much like Sabu, he passed away mere weeks after his final performance. But as a wrestling fan when I was in high school, probably my two favorite tag teams as a fan of all time were the Road Warriors and the British Bulldogs. And obviously, Iron Man was the Road Warriors' theme song for much of their career, which was a Black Sabbath hit, but Ozzy nonetheless. And Ozzy was at ringside at WrestleMania 2 when the British Bulldogs defeated the Dream Team and won the WWF Tag Team titles. So he has connections to my two favorite tag teams as a wrestling fan, and the peck-popping spot with Chris Masters on Monday Night Raw is one of the best wrestling clips you will see recycled on the internet. I hope it makes a comeback all over social media today, because it's hilarious, and watching Ozzy and his wife just die laughing is quite a great moment. So condolences to his family and obviously all his fans and friends.
You know, this is a weird tie-in, but I'm gonna tie it in here because Mr. Smith here on the Twitch chat says Meet the Osbournes was the first celeb family life reality show. And of course, now there's millions of them. And the tie-in is, you know, the thing with reality shows is, yeah, there's some reality in there, but like they're just a big gimmick as anything else, you know. There's you talk to anybody who's been on a reality show and it's not reality, okay? But I do bring it up because WWE's got that WWE Unreal coming up, and they've been plugging it for a while, and the story is that this will be the real behind the scenes. You'll see them putting together the road to WrestleMania and dealing with issues that come up, and you'll just get a glimpse behind the curtain, and it's going to be exposing the business and this and that. And, you know, I was kind of interested to see the show. I was a little bit skeptical, but I thought, you know, maybe they'll have this or that. It'll be interesting to at least a degree. And then, my God, they had a commercial for it on Raw last night. And someone on the board couldn't figure out why we were so astounded. And I couldn't figure out how they couldn't figure it out. This is supposed to be a real-life look behind the curtain. And the clip they used was Triple H telling I Show Speed, you're in the Rumble, and acting like it was a shoot. I could not believe my eyes. I could not believe my eyes. I was like, oh my God, that's what this show is? Like, now I don't even want to watch it. That has to be one of the worst commercials I've ever seen in my life, because it effectively made a show I was like thinking about watching. Now a show, I can't even imagine spending any time to watch this show. They just like revealed what it is. It's all fake. So I was astounded at the reality show commercial they aired on Raw last night.
For me, any television show is designed to draw viewers and make money. And the easiest way to do that is to have at least some degree of it controlled and faked to sensationalize. So there's not a whole lot of anything on television I consider 100% real.
God. What did you think of Slammiversary?
Again, what I saw of it was good, but I saw very little.
Can you reveal what you were in charge of?
I don't know if the office cares or not. I know Scott didn't want it getting out. I think it was just an effort to not take the attention away from talent. So I will not, unless I hear otherwise. But atmosphere at the building was incredible. Like, it was amazing the amount of people and the reactions that they were getting, and just the excitement too from everyone involved in the company for reaching the heights we have. You know, it wasn't that long ago that guys were wrestling in empty studios in Nashville during the pandemic. So getting to 76, whatever the number is that they put out there, is a hell of an accomplishment.
All right, we got a couple of notes here before we get going. Ric Flair announced on Tuesday he is now cancer-free. And, you know, I talked about this a few days ago, about how the thing with skin cancer, and this is not something I'm just saying, but it's like this is a personal anecdote, not me specifically, but a family member. It's like if you know, there's two different types of skin cancer, but you know, the most common kind, like if you get in there and get it taken care of, it's like, I don't want to say it's nothing, but it's, I mean, when the person I know went in, I mean, the doctor literally said, this is nothing. I mean, we're going to chop it out and you're fine. And this was not something that they had just discovered. It had been there for 8 years. Okay. That's why I don't want to say this person's name. But anyway, Flair went in and they chopped it out, and he is now cancer free. So, you got to take care of yourself, obviously. Like, look around. If you got weird stuff on you, go in. Do not let it get really weird and more weird for 8 years. But, you know, get it taken care of and they can take care of it. So that's very good news. I don't want to say a lot about Hulk Hogan, but, you know, I mentioned something the other day about how Bubba the Love Sponge is basically claiming that Hulk Hogan is near death, okay? Hogan family is like, everything's totally fine. And I made a comment about how there really wasn't any Hogan stuff on social media. And somebody mentioned, actually, he's been putting a lot of stuff on social media. And I believe that a lot of the stuff that is going up on social media with Hulk Hogan is not recent. And I was given the impression that Hulk Hogan is not fine. So if you're a person that likes Hulk Hogan and wants to, like, wish him the best, obviously, I think that'd be a good thing. I was told it is not like what Bubba has said. Like, Bubba has, the stuff that Bubba has said, you know, I've been kind of told it's not that bad. But I've also been told, like, it's not this, hey, everything's great. I mean, he's having some real issues. So Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair, both dealing with a lot of stuff right now. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about D-Von Dudley. Because I guess D-Von's going to be in that match. Team 3D against the Hardys. The last great tag team match of all time. I'll go to commercial, Lance. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I know you don't want to give specific Lance about what matches you agented, but can you at least admit that you were the guy that told Bubba to break in the middle of his promo to alert the world that, in fact, the Road Warriors were the best tag team of all time?
I did not have anything to do with Bubba's promo. Right. I did find that odd, but he's contended that forever, and in a lot of ways, I think he's right. I'm someone who
I
thinks.
Don't.
Well, again, I think I'm not one that considers the greatest the one that garners the most star ratings. I consider those that are the biggest stars, draw the most money, change the business, and so forth. And I think the Road Warriors are a big part of that. One of the more copied teams of all time. They were also who got me into wrestling, so it's a little bit different.
Yes, they're your ultimate warrior. Well, Devon does insist, apparently, that he is doing this match and it's going to be his last one. Bound for Glory. It'll be the Hardys and Team 3D in his final match of all time and the final great tag team match of all time. So he suffered a stroke in 2020, underwent spinal surgery in 2022.
Jeez.
But he says he is now doing DDP yoga. He's lost 85 pounds, focusing on his diet and feeling good physically. He said he is not worried about getting injured, returning to the ring. He said, is there moments where I feel like if I get back in the ring, I'm going to get hurt? No, I don't. I have the wrestling school in Winter Park, Florida, which is doing extremely well. The great thing about that is I roll around with some of the guys sometimes in the ring. Every once in a while I take bumps. I feel good when I'm in there. There's no hesitation in how I think or feel about what I can do in that ring now. So he said, at 50 years old, I can't believe he's my age. Like how? At 50 years old, I don't want to go in there and do it, like I said, until I'm 70 and 80. That's not going to happen. If we were to do one more match, it would be the last one. That would be it. He said this before the Slammiversary angle. There's no one more, can you come back one more time? One more time, no, because I tell this to everybody when they ask. If I go, every time I do one more time, that one more time is over, let a year go by. No, we can't stop. So basically, he's saying this is it. This is it. He also said, this was before they did the angle, if I was to do anything in the ring again, it would have to be with Matt and Jeff. And he says, I would say Edge and Christian too, but they're in the other organization. I don't think that would ever happen. He said, when the opportunity came, when Edge left WWE, went to AEW, had Christian and Edge there, and then the Hardys were there, and it was like, we were wondering why Tony, who's a huge fan of the business, why wouldn't he take the opportunity to be the one to put these three teams together and do that, but he never did. The opportunity is lost. So Bound for Glory, it is going to be Bubba / Bully Ray and Devon against the Hardys in the last great tag team match of all time, October 12th at the Songa Center, which I can't believe is only 3 months away, but it is. So there you go.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start campaigning to see if we can suck up the WWE and allow them to give us permission to use the Dudley Boys and the Hardy Boys, but they don't seem to do that, so it'll be Team 3D versus the Hardys.
I don't know why they don't. You guys are working together, basically.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt, my opinion, but maybe because they won't own the footage, so they don't want it to be allowed in perpetuity. Is that the right word?
Maybe you can make a deal where you say, you let us use the name and you can have the footage.
Who knows? Maybe they just want to be more authentic to what their TNA past is, and that's Team 3D. Either way, it'll be a nostalgic big match.
All right, yesterday we mentioned Cora Jade taking the rest of the year off, and maybe forever, wants to find out if she can get her love for wrestling back. And I don't know if we mentioned yesterday that she has an OnlyFans. but, you know, it was mentioned on Observer Radio. And in the last 24 hours, I've heard a lot about OnlyFans. So, she's making bank on this OnlyFans. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of people say a lot of stuff on the internet. I'm sure that what she wrote is definitely part of it. But, I mean, I don't know this for sure, but from what I've been told, my impression is that a lot of people say a lot of stupid stuff on the internet. And if she didn't have an OnlyFans, she'd probably still be taking bookings and wrestling. But when you're making this kind of money and people are saying stupid stuff on the internet, it's like, okay, bye. Like, see ya. She's doing quite well. And Mandy Rose, you know, she was making like preposterous money on OnlyFans. I don't know if she's not obviously making that kind of money still, but I mean, she was making like, you wouldn't even believe the kind of money when she first started. And it's always the biggest when you first start, apparently, but she's still doing very well. And I was told that, I don't know if this is what happened, but what I was told was Jordynne Grace had to like stop her OnlyFans when she went to WWE. Someone could probably fill me in on more details. But when she had one, she was making like a ridiculous amount of money. And the other name we heard today was Lacey Evans, who also is apparently making a ridiculous amount of money on OnlyFans. So basically, if you see me open up an OnlyFans at any point, I got one foot out the door. Apparently, they are making a lot of money. So there you go.
And they don't have to travel. They don't have to get
hurt. No traveling. Yeah, how do you like all this traveling, Lance?
Oh, my goodness. I got home yesterday, and I unpacked today while packing for tomorrow. The pay-per-view and the live Impact on Thursday. We're doing a live episode, so watch us live. Makes for bad travel. So I can see where these women would very much like to be 100% in control of their entire future. And if they can make money without all of the downside headaches of travel and injury. And,
good for them.
Yeah.
I was just talking to somebody yesterday. This doesn't have anything to do. This has to do with what we're talking about, but not OnlyFans. They weren't a big fan of old Bully, Bubba Ray. And it's kind of like, God, these guys just, it's nothing new. You know, this was just the latest. It's just like, man, these guys, they're 50, 51, you know, they just keep coming back. They just want to keep doing matches. They can't just let it go. And we got in this big conversation about this, and they were like, why do they do this? Like, what's going on? And, you know, everyone has their own whatever, you know, some people just, they like it. It's fun, you know, other people, whatever. But I just, you know, I'm 50 now. Okay. And I remember, like, when I was young, I was like, man, well, what's you want to be like a wrestling superstar. You don't want a job. You want to be a wrestler and go on the road and be famous and make all this money and travel and everything like that. And I never was like, you know, I was never a WWE traveling big money superstar or anything like that. But, you know, as I hit like 50 now, it's just kind of like, I just want to stay home and barbecue. I can't think of anything better than to have a normal job and have nothing to do. Like, you know, everything just changes. But I think, but changes for me, but for some people it doesn't. They just want to still live that life. And I, you know, when I was a kid, it was like, oh man, you know, this guy worked for WWF, but then he got fired and now he's working at the post office. Oh man, sucks for that guy. You know, now I'm 50 and it's like, What could be better than like quitting wrestling and just working at the post office? Maybe not the post office. I hate the post office. But like, you know, move to Cannon Beach and work at like the used bookstore there and do nothing all day and sit around and read books and go to the beach. What a life! God. It's like an old story, Lance. You ever heard the story about the guy that, you know, he was in Mexico and he saw the guy playing the guitar on the side of the road? You ever heard this story?
No.
I'm going to make it up. So there's a guy, he goes to Mexico, you know, he's like a rich guy, and he sees this guy playing, he's like playing the guitar on the side of the road, you know, in Mexico. He's just playing his guitar, and he's, you know, whatever, having a nice time playing the guitar. And the rich guy goes, you know what? You're good at that guitar. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you to America, and then, like, I'm going to get you a recording contract. And you're going to, like, record these songs, and they're going to be great, and we're going to sell a lot of records. And then you're going to go on the road, and you're going to tour, and you're going to travel all over, and you're going to play your guitar and sing your songs, and we're going to do this for, like, 30 years. And, you know, by the time you're 60, you're going to have so much money, like, you can just go to Mexico and play your guitar on the side of the road and not worry about it. You can just play your guitar on the side of the road and not worry about it. Just skip all the rest of that crap. Right?
Yep. Like I said on the show Friday, find your happiness.
Yes.
Wherever it may be.
Yeah, quit making fun of people for not being in wrestling and doing an OnlyFans or getting out of wrestling and, you know, going to school and becoming a physical therapist. Good for them! Golly!
And I'd be willing
What's wrong
to bet,
with you people?
I'd be willing to bet most of the dudes burying or making fun of the women with their OnlyFans accounts are, in fact, the subscribers that are supporting these women with
exactly.
their OnlyFans accounts.
You think these nerds making fun of these women for having OnlyFans? Do you think if these nerds could actually get their own OnlyFans and make $600,000 a month, they'd be like, nah, I'd rather do whatever I'm doing now for whatever.
Yeah. If dudes in wrestling could make the kind of money the women do on OnlyFans, I think there'd be a lot of men in the with their what does Matt Riddle call his?
Bronly fans?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what he calls it, but that makes sense.
I think it's something like that anyway.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA. Move on to another topic. Lance had to cut out, by the way. He'll be back here later on this week. Actually, I don't know if he will because he's got to travel. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But anyway, I'm going to do the Raw report here solo. And also a couple of G1 notes. Some of this is from Jeremy Finestone, speaking of Strong Style podcast on the Fight Game Network. And some of the more recent stuff is just off the front page, but night one, we had a big upset. Yoshihashi pinned Shingo in under 5 minutes. So that was the first big upset. Yui Uemura and Bolton Oleg was said to be pretty good. The Takeshita, a Gabe Kidd match, where Gabe Kidd suffered a leg injury. Hyperextended his leg when Takeshita fell on it. Still, even despite getting injured early on, said to be highly recommended. Good match. And Ren Narita beating Zack Sabre Jr., said to be very good. And Tanahashi won the main event against Taichi with a high fly flow. Night two, of course, Gabe Kidd had to announce that he was out, and so Zack Sabre Jr. won by forfeit. My guess is Zack was going to win that match anyway, because these things are intricately booked. And so I guess they're going to try and figure out if Gabe can continue. But, you know, I'll talk about that later. Also on the show, we had Taichi and Uemura was the main event. Taichi won that match. And there was also a mean guy match with Bolton Oleg and Ryohei Oiwa, if you like those kind of matches. So the update as of yesterday, we've got House of Torture going after Phantasmo's injured leg. So they're softening him up for the match with Narita on Wednesday. We had Great Okan going after Takeshita with an iron claw after a match. And they will have their first singles match. This will be Wednesday will be their first match they've ever had together, singles match. Great Okan and Takeshita. Bolton Oleg and Tanahashi showed respect for each other after the match. And Yuya Uemura, I guess, where's the deal here? Yeah, Tsuji beat Yuya Uemura. They had a match in the G1 last year where Uemura tore his biceps, and he had to leave the entire tournament. And this year, Tsuji beat him with the Gene Blaster. So at this point, what's important? Who's in the lead? A block. We got five people tied for first place with 4 points. Evil, Bolton Oleg, who they're putting over strong in commentary. Oiwa, Yoda Tsuji, and Taichi. And for the B block, we got two people in the lead with 4 points. Yoshihashi and Drilla Maloney. And pretty much everybody else has 2 points except Gabe Kidd and Shingo, who both have 0. So normally with the G1, you know, my guess is Shingo's going to go very far. I don't know if he'll win, but, you know, usually it's like, you know, certain people do really well early and then they fall off. Other people don't do too well early and then they make the big comeback later on. And we'll have to see about Gabe Kidd and what ends up happening with him. Tournament continues Wednesday. Tonight is NXT, and we've got Undertaker appearing on the show to confront your current TNA champion, Trick Williams. Oba Femi will defend the NXT title against Inamura and Josh Briggs in a triple threat. Blake Monroe versus Ren Sinclair, and Ricky Saints versus Jasper Troy. This will be Blake Monroe's debut, and she'll be facing Ren Sinclair in Ren's home state of Texas, which ain't going to do her a bit of good. And then Dynamite, we have got Hangman Page against that little geek Wheeler Yuta, who, let me tell you, if he doesn't just destroy this guy, if they go 50-50, I just will not. I will not! He needs to destroy this guy. And then Timeless Tony Storm against Billy Starks, where Timeless has basically stated, if Billy Starks wins, I'm going to give her a title shot, which Athena was not happy with. All right. Raw report. Show had its ups and downs, as always. It opened up with a CM Punk and Gunther promo, which I liked because, you know, Punk came out, he was super over, did his promo about wanting to win the title, and then Gunther came out, and it was just short and sweet. You can call yourself whatever you want, but the best in the world is the guy with the title. I got it. You ain't going to get it. You're never going to be the world champion. You will never be the best in the world. But hey, at least you'll have these fans cheering for you. A very good segment. We had Naomi making fun of Stephanie. This Naomi character is just awesome. Rusev and Sheamus 2. It's kind of very much like the first match. Like, the fans just don't care about Rusev. I mean, he's not out there every week. He's not in a, you know, position strongly. It's just like, guy shows up every now and then, has a match. Then we see an interview, like pre-taped interview here and there. He's just not there enough. And they don't care about him right now. And there was no heat for this match until Sheamus fired up and did his big comeback. And the people weren't at the comeback. And then they had a finish that made no sense, which is the turnbuckle got exposed by Rusev. Sheamus reverses it. He rams Rusev's head into the exposed buckle. Rusev doesn't sell it and then gets a pipe, but Sheamus bro kicks him and pins him. I was like, what did we do the exposed buckle for if you're not going to sell it? What was the point? That was weird. El Grande Americano now speaks Spanish. He sure does. Dragon Lee shows up, says he's a phony. And it sets up something for later on. We had Lyra asking Bayley, why did you get us set up for a tag team match tonight? And Bayley says, oh man, yay, we're gonna become number one contenders. Wrestle at SummerSlam. Bayley goes, I already have a match at SummerSlam. Or Lyra does. And Bayley says, well, too bad. We're gonna do this tonight. This was a wacky segment. Lyra was doing the NXT big time overacting, and it was wacky. We had the New Day, the Creeds, and the LWO in a number one contenders match. LWO won. They are the number one contenders for the tag team titles. They got the win after everybody and their mother ran in. El Grande, Dragon Lee, a bunch of guys. The most notable thing about this match is, I think most of you are well aware that this is fake. Okay? It's not real. I mean, you know, stuff, there's real stuff, but you know, it's pretend. So, in other words, they did a spot here where Dragon Lee was on the apron, and he was going to do a springboard, and El Grande is supposed to yank him off the apron to the floor as he's jumping. So, the way this works is, Dragon Lee is supposed to go for the move. El Grande is supposed to just, like, this is what you're really supposed to do in real life, just, like, grab his foot, not even hard, just like grab his foot, and then the other guy pretends to be yanked off, okay? This El Grande, who, by the way, is like a really good worker, so I couldn't figure out what was happening here. He grabbed Dragon's leg, and he yanked him so hard off the ropes. I thought he was going to yank his whole leg off, and it caused Dragon to just like fly into the ground. I thought he broke his leg. I mean, I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like, why are you yanking him so hard? But I guess Dragon was okay, but man, if you go back, just watch how hard he got yanked off these ropes. I was like, oh my God, you're going to kill this guy. So then we had a show-long storyline of Dom being told, go get cleared, go get cleared. He has to get cleared for the match with AJ for the Intercontinental title. AJ's dressed up as, you know, he's a valet. He's mopping the floors. He's just waiting for this guy to get cleared. Then I will not go on and on about this, but oh my Lord in heaven, Grayson Waller shows up to talk to the New Day, and he just says, after 17 months, Austin Theory is injured, and A-Town Down is finished. I don't know what's going on with Austin Theory, but there is no way that this is the end after 17 months. No. It's just not possible. There has to be more to come. Do you understand? I don't care if it goes another year. I am not being strung along. Not that I cared, but you know what I'm saying? Not being strung along for 17 months for that to be the end. They need to do something. Becky did a promo. Lyra came out. They go back and forth. Long story short, I think they screwed up the actual stipulation and storyline. Becky basically said, you know, if I beat you, you can never get a shot at this women's intercontinental title ever again. I think she was supposed to say, as long as I hold it, but she didn't. But I think that's the actual stip. And so Lyra said, all right, well, I want it to be no count out, no disqualification. And the fans' reaction was like, what? That's what you want? It was like that was a lame reaction to a very serious stipulation. So then we had Bayley and Lyra versus Roxanne and Raquel. This match was ridiculous. You had two heels against Lyra, who is a babyface, and Bayley, who is a heel, but she's pretending to be a babyface. But she is a heel. So every time she's in the ring with Raquel and Roxanne, they cheer the heels so they can boo Bayley. But then, like, a bunch of people come out, Dom comes out, and then Raquel tries to boot Lyra, but she accidentally hits Dom, but it looks terrible. But then Dom acts like he's injured, and so medical comes out, and medics end up being AJ, who in storyline is not allowed to touch Dom, but because he's pretending he's a medic, he starts violently giving him chest compressions. Dom starts to run away. Becky drags Lyra off the apron. Bayley is alone in the ring. And even though she's a heel pretending to be a babyface, well, now it's 2-on-1, and she starts making an actual babyface comeback. And then Raquel gets a blind tag and pins her. You have to watch this match. It is the weirdest match from start to finish I've seen in a long time. Like, not bad, not good, just everything about it is bizarre. And in the middle of it, Corey's chair just broke and he fell down. So that's a must-see. Dom ends up being sent to the doctor. The doctor comes out. AJ and Pierce want to know what's the update. The doctor goes, well, the evaluation's done, but I got to write it up. And they're like, well, is he cleared or not? The doctor's like, I got to write it up. And this is like a distraction for Dom to jump AJ. It was like this doctor's on the take. But then Pierce is like, Doc, help! He wants the doctor to now help AJ. Very wacky, lame payoff to weeks of storylines. Karrion Kross beats Sami Zayn when he hit him with a pipe behind the referee's back, thanks to Scarlett, who interfered right in front of the referee, and it was not an EQ. So Karrion got a win, and the people were behind him. We had dueling chants, like, let's go Karrion chants, as they chanted, let's go Sami. Stephanie and Io Sky, by far the best match on the show. Also, by far the worst finish. They have this great match, and then Chelsea just runs in for the DQ. It was so horrible after such a great match. And then Naomi hits the ring, Rhea's music hits, place goes absolutely wild. These women were so over. Up to this point, the women were the most over performers on the show, and they had the best match. We'll talk about the main event segment after the break, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the main event segment was Heyman, Braun, Bronson, Roman Reigns, Big Schmoz. And when I did my report for my ex-subscribers and the subscribers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, my presumption, my conclusion was, next week on Raw, we were going to get a tag match with Roman Reigns and Jay against Braun and Bronson. And I wrote that because for some reason I was under the impression that Roman Reigns was facing Braun Breaker at SummerSlam. But actually, that match had never been announced or anything. So now I think that this main event segment was actually to set up a tag team match at SummerSlam. And honestly, you know, if you've been watching Braun Breaker from the beginning, I mean, it was very clear he was going to be the top guy in WWE before all that long. And it was also obvious that the big match was Roman Reigns and Braun Breaker. And, you know, I don't think that doing this big first Roman Reigns-Braun Breaker match with a two-week build is the way to go. So I think that a tag match is a much better bet, and you can save Roman and Braun for later on down the road. So that was the main event. It was a good segment. Everybody was massively over, especially Roman and Jay. So that was at least a good ending to the show. So, you know, as usual, ups and downs for the Raw show. All right, we are out of time. I'm going to be back tomorrow on this show. I'll be back tonight with the Brian and Vinny show. There was a mess up. I won't throw anyone under the bus, but it was Vinny. He said that it was Mid-South Wrestling Season 6 Episode 34, I think he said. I actually think it's 33. Yes, it's episode 33. Season 6, episode 33, not 34. That's tonight on the Brian and Vinny Show. We review Mid-South every week. It's a lot of fun. Join us if you're a YouTube subscriber on the chat at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. And that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.